A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacey.
Hello, fellow carnivore enthusiasts. I'm Adam with Carnivore Today, and today's interview features an incredible guest, full of life and enthusiasm, JT from the Poco Moonshine Family YouTube channel. By embracing the carnivore diet, JT has not only rescued himself from the brink of death caused by sleep apnea, but also shed significant weight in the process. If sleep apnea has ever been a challenge for you, you'll definitely want to tune in for the priceless wisdom and insights JT is about to share. Before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe and enable notifications so you're always in the loop with our future videos. A big thank you to those who have already done just that. Now let's get started. All right, we're here with JT of the Poco Moonshine family. How you doing, JT?
I'm doing great. How you doing, buddy?
Doing awesome. Awesome. So I hear you're on this carnivore diet thing. Is that true?
Yep. Actually, today is day 51.
Okay.
And awesome. I was stuck at like 175 for the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And this morning I even cut a short on it. I was so excited. I hopped on the scale and it said 174.2. or something like that. And I was like, yes, dude, I don't even care. Like, as long as it's under 170. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm losing so much of the body fat. Like, I can tell I still have a couple pounds to lose because of my belly fat.
Right.
So to me, it's not about so much the weight anymore. It's just as long as I get rid of the belly fat. And let's say if I'm bulking up on muscle, I go back up to 185. That's fine. Just as long as my body fat is low. That would be sure. Awesome. That's my new carnivore goal at the moment.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, how many years young you are, if you're married, have kids, where you reside.
Yeah. I'm 32. I'm going to be 33 this September. And I'm married to my wife, Anna. She's also on the carnivore diet. She's like on day, I don't know, 28, 29. She's getting real close. I'm gonna have to cut her 30-day video.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. But, I also have a 1.5-year-old son who keeps me very busy. He's a big reason, too, I got on the carnivore diet, just besides my own health. I really want to be there for him as long as I can, you know, maybe even see his kids, you know, and his grandkids, you know, and stuff like sure. As long as I can be, man, you know, I just want to be there. So and sure. I'm in Wisconsin here like Cary. Okay. I'm about an hour away from Cary. So eventually I'm going to make a plan. I want to go see the movie theater and hang out with him at the homestead before winter comes some point in time. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
That's like a dream come true, man. I've never been on a homestead and I'm a really big fan of homestead shows and stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
Like Homestead Rescue and Homestead How. That's my two homesteading shows. So I highly that's doubt awesome. I get to meet the Rainies on the Homestead Rescue, but, right. Who knows? Cary's out in Alaska. They're in Alaska. Maybe he'll run into him out there in the woods.
Right,
you know?
Right. For sure.
But otherwise, I'd love to go to Cary's homestead, man. Like, that's the dude, man. Really
for
is.
For sure. I'd like to go to that theater and watch. And I'm trying
the
to get
world
him to
famous put, Montello Theater.
Exactly. I'm trying to get him to put Lord of the Rings in.
Oh, yeah.
That series. Oh, my
honestly,
gosh.
Honestly,
that's my
listen,
favorite series.
Don't get mad at me. I've never seen Lord of the Rings, not one of them. And guess what? It's going to shock you. Want to know something else? I have never seen Star Wars.
Wow.
Yes. And I'm a movie guy. Honestly, I've seen literally almost every movie except for those two series.
I would recommend the original three Star Wars.
Okay.
And definitely Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And probably nothing else. The new Lord of the Rings series.
I bought the Blu-ray set for my wife for Christmas once. Okay. So we have it. She just hasn't forced me to watch it with her yet.
Right.
I think it was right before we had our son. So it's the last year and a half. I haven't, as much as I love movies, I haven't been in the movie theater or seen a new movie in a while. So
right.
It happens when you got a youngster. Eventually I'll start getting in, especially when he can go to movie theaters. We're going to get our movie buff back on.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
And that series is a big time commitment. Like 10 or 11 hours or something.
Yeah, she got me to watch Game of Thrones, and that was already, and that and Walking Dead, I was like, holy crap, man, this is long.
Right, for sure.
Yeah.
So how, let's see, where did you first hear about the carnivore diet?
Through Carrie, nice. Man. I'm a Homestead House subscriber, and I first found Carrie through, like, I cook, when I grill my meats, I grill a lot with wood charcoal. That's just my thing. I don't like regular charcoal. I just like wood charcoal. It adds a little flavor, in my opinion. But I had all this wood charcoal ash, and I searched up on YouTube. I'm like, what to do with, you know, ash? You know, like, what are some good things you could do with that besides just throw it away, you know?
Right.
And Carrie's video popped up with like 30 different ways, you know, for ash. And I clicked on it, watched it, and I was like, oh, okay, he's got some great ideas. And I used some of his ideas, and I didn't subscribe at first. You know, I just came there for the ash.
Right.
And then he popped back up with his UFO video. And I was like, wow, dude, I'm into UFOs and extraterrestrial life, all that. So I said, he's into Homestead and UFOs. And then I've been subscribed ever since. And then I saw Carrie just literally change his life, dude, man, like get rid of the bags of his eyes and like all the inflammation. And, you know, I mean, he had some stuff going on, man. And now he's really got some stuff going on in the total opposite way. Like this guy is looking great, feeling good. And I said, dude, I want that. I want, you know, I can't get his results because I didn't have the same issues, but I could get my results, and anybody watching, they can get their results, whatever your results look like. But yeah, I got it through Carrie. And I said, dude, I learned from my coach. He says, if you want to know how to do something, you got to go to someone who's getting the results that you want and do exactly what they say, and you're going to win. Winning's easy. So I was like, okay. So I said, I'm just going to listen to this crazy guy named Carrie, and I'm going to do exactly what he says, and I'm going to get my results. And sure enough, I did, man. And he's not crazy. Like, this is a beautiful diet. Like, you're not crazy. None of these. And this has actually been the most non-crazy community I've ever seen, man. Everybody is so nice. And it's the vibration when you're feeling good and you're loving yourself. We're all in such a good vibration. I really believe that's why we're glowing, man. Like, we all feel incredible and you're thinking clearly, you know, like your mental health is in vibration with your physical health, you know, and you're just, man, you're just flowing. I couldn't have said that
better myself. I believe that 100% for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you like said you've been, I like,
oh,
your
thank you. These are a pair eyewear.
Okay.
So they actually have like things you can pop on different colors on the outside.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, like I like magnetic. The crystal look, that clear look.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
I'm into glasses, so I like that. Glasses and hats, if you could tell.
Right. Yeah, if you get a chance, check them out. Pair Eyewear. They actually sell them without prescriptions if you don't wear a prescription.
Yeah.
And then you can snap on different color frames and stuff.
Yeah, I'm always got like those big blue pit vipers on. If you've seen, got basically like a blue shade over my face. But
right.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off, bud.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. So you said you've been 51 days.
And I'm loving it. I'm not going back. Like, why would I want to go back to sleep apnea? Like, I'm telling you, man, that was the scariest thing of my, you know, you can have the disc in my back out of alignment and the IBS. I felt like crap every day, but at least I was alive. But that sleep apnea, man, when you can't breathe, man, it is just the absolute worst feeling, man. It's a near-death experience. It's the only thing I can label it as. And it literally changed my life. I'm literally glad it happened because it woke me the hell up.
Right.
And shook me up, you know. And it's like I was walking around the house. If anybody's ever had it, sleep apnea, real bad, man. It just, my lungs, I don't know if they weren't working or if they were blocked or what was going on. But I walked around the house. I had my hands in the air. I thought maybe I'll try to open my lungs some more. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get any air, man. And
wow.
I got so weak, I fell to my knees, man. And when I hit my knees, I just heard this voice come in my head. And to this day, I was thinking about it. That voice didn't sound male. It didn't sound female. It just sounded like a voice, you know? So I'm assuming it was God. It's just, mm-hmm. God just is, you know, and this voice just was. I can't explain it. It wasn't a female voice. It wasn't a male voice. And it just said, JT, if you don't try to breathe one more time, your journey on this earth is done. And I don't know if God gave me permission to make my lungs work when they weren't, or if he just made me realize that, or, you know, he gave me a decision to make, like, you can still maybe survive this if you really, really try. Like, I thought it was done. So I think God came to me. It's like, well, you're going to be done if you give up right now. You know, like, I couldn't get my lungs to work. So when I said, you know, and it's like this conversation with this voice lasted, I don't know how long, dude, but meanwhile, this whole time I'm not breathing. And by the time I make this decision to try to breathe again, like, I'm on my hands and my knees. I'm barely crawling. And I just, that's how scary it was. It was, I couldn't get anything through, but I could get that little bit. And I was like, I'll take it. And I did that for, oh my God, dude, Adam, I did that for like 15, 20 minutes. I just,
oh my goodness,
I was trying to breathe, dude. Sorry, dude. It was just scary, wow. Man.
I can imagine. I've had a couple close situations like that myself, not with sleep apnea, but other things. Yeah. So I definitely scary, feel dude. You, brother. I feel you.
Yeah. And I wanted to live, man.
Well, you're here. You're alive and kicking now. Thanks to Carrie, right?
Right, man. And I know he says, well, give the self credit to myself. And I do. But there's, you know, in the Bible, there's the story of the 10 lepers. And after Jesus healed them, only one came back. And I don't think they put that story in the Bible to tell you that Jesus had a bad return rate. Okay. Right. I think they put that in there to show us the power of gratitude. Only one of the guys, everybody else, all 10 of them got up and ran off. They were all good. All of them, 100%. But only one went back to thank their source. You know, and I'm not saying he's Jesus. I'm not saying he healed me, but he was my source of information. He was my source of light in a dark time. And
that's awesome.
That means a lot to me, man. And I wanted to practice that gratitude and learn from that story and be the one leper who returns back and says, dude, Carrie, thank you. Thank you, man. Cause like, I'm alive, man. Like, that experience made me grateful than I ever was prior for life itself. Like, it literally woke me up, and I experienced so much gratitude every day. Like, it's weird, man. I literally feel like a rich child of a loving universe. And I don't mean like a rich child, like I've got a golden spoon or anything like that, or a Rolls Royce.
Right.
I mean, I am so rich to be that I'm still alive. I get to talk to you. I get to hang out with my son and kiss my wife. I get to go to the movie theaters when I get time, you know, like I get to meet all these cool new people with the carnivore, and I get to share my story and maybe help someone else who can relate. And I'm just so grateful for this experience, dude. You have no idea. I really feel like the richest dude in the world, and money has got nothing to do with it, man. Like, just life itself. Like, we were all born rich. You just got to see it, man. You just got to see it. And sometimes people see things with different things happening. And unfortunately for me, it took me a really low point. And also another thing my coach says, like, you can't really enjoy the highs unless you felt the lows.
That's true.
So that's why I said I was kind of glad it happened. As scary as it was, as bad as it was, like, now I'm in such a high. God damn, dude. Like, I feel great. I can breathe. And now I've literally become a connoisseur of fresh air. I swear to you, breathing is the best thing in the world. I don't care if I'm upstairs cleaning my attic. I'm... because I couldn't do that at one point. I couldn't do that at one awesome. Point, man. I was on my way out, and now I can. I'm a connoisseur, so I'm looking forward to going out there and smelling that Montello feeder air, that Homestead air. Honestly, I'm a connoisseur. Like, you know, where are you from, Adam?
I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. I've been there.
I was born in Grand Forks, North Dakota, though.
Oh, okay. Fresh air all over the place to smell. I've been to the Gathering of the Juggalos in Dayton, Ohio, and that was fun.
Okay. Nice.
That was interesting.
Very cool.
Right.
Yeah. So I think what you were saying there to touch on the, you know, how high you are right now with, mm-hmm. with life.
Yeah. I'm high as Einstein's IQ, man.
That's kind of a testament to how low your low was.
Oh, it was absolutely, dude. Absolutely. When you're one breath away from passing away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You get a glimpse of the other side. I don't know what other to say, man. It got quiet. I didn't hear nothing but this voice and had a conversation, what felt like minutes, but it was all in seconds. Like, you tell mm-hmm. me if I connected to the other side, you know?
Right.
And when you can connect to that other side, like, I wasn't afraid to die. I was already dying. That's not why I was afraid. I was afraid because I had things to do. I wanted to be a husband. I wanted to be a father. You know, and I didn't even know this carnivore documentary was going to be in my life. Like, but my heart knew I wasn't done yet. That's why I was afraid, because I was afraid that I squandered my opportunity of life itself, mm-hmm. which is, God, what? That's scarier than death, because the death Absolutely. Is just, you know what I'm saying? I was already feeling that I was already going through whether I liked it or not. How could I be scared of that? I was scared of all the stuff I was possibly losing. On in so this true. Journey, which is why God was like, dude, you know, if you want to be done in this journey, then yeah, stop breathing. But if you want to keep going, you got to try, buddy. So I did, you know, and I'm glad I did. I really am, man.
I'm glad everybody else watching this does too, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hit on the sleep apnea again, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And did you have the machine that you had to
use? Nope. I'm a dumbass, man. That's why I'm here to help spread awareness and enlighten other people so they're not dumb like me, man, because I refused. I said I would rather die, and that is literally what almost happened. Like, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you think of, because you just will become it, man. And God was like, oh, really? Oh, really? You're that cavalier about it. Like, it really don't mean nothing to you. Well, when push came to shove, shit, it does mean something to me. Like, mm-hmm. you can't talk that slick, man. You can talk slick all you want, but eventually, man, it's going to catch up to you. Like, I learned, too, from my coach after all this. Like, the only energy you can receive, the energy you send out. So, if I was sending out vibes that, you know, life was whatever, then life will be whatever, then, you know, you're going to get those same results. Scary,
so
man.
So true.
So you got to think positive. You got to think in the light.
Absolutely. Yep. Manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, what's your typical... What would you say your typical diet is, you know, in terms of what you eat in a day?
Oh, man, I love summer sausage. I'm, you know, and I really don't overcomplicate it. Like, some people are like, well, you can't, don't eat hot dogs. And so, not that I go after the hot dogs, but if I'm at a party, like, yeah, I'll have a hot dog or two. Not with the bun or nothing, but yeah, I'll eat the hot. Like, I'm not going to run away from something like bologna or salami, summer sausage. I had salami. Summer sausage and chicken today, and that was about it. And then yesterday I had a steak and summer sausage. So a lot of summer sausage is like, whenever I'm getting snacky, I'll get like beef sticks, summer sausage, a lot of scrambled eggs, a lot of butter, New York strip steaks. We actually made a carnivore taco bowl. It was delicious. I cooked up some steak meat, some ground mm-hmm. beef, and then I put the steak in the bowl, put the ground beef on top, and then I put a little bit of Mexican cheese on top and then melted in microwave. And oh, man, that was delicious. I don't do the cheese a lot, but once in a while, I feel like on the carnivore diet, that's like my cheat food, I guess. And it's not really a cheat food.
Right.
No, it's still considered carnivore. It's just, you know, carnivores know that sometimes cheese stalls you out on your progress or your weight loss. Yep. So I try to use that as more of like a, you know, once in a while, like maybe a Friday night or something, we'll do some taco bowls. And I love, so if you guys haven't tried the taco bowls, try that out. And one other thing too, I tried was carnivore pizza. Okay. And the crust, you take cheese and add 3 eggs, mix it together, then flatten out this cheesy egg mess into a flat circle on parchment paper. And then you bake that for 20 minutes till that gets crisp. Then you take it off the parchment paper and flip it. And then you put your cheese and then toppings on. I didn't do no sauce, but we put more cheese, some mozzarella, and then pepperoni. Nice. You could do sausage. And it's a carnivore pizza because it's just cheese and meat.
Sounds delicious.
Because I saw it on YouTube. I'm like, no way that crust is cheese. That it looks like real crust. I'm telling you.
Right.
So add egg, 3 eggs with 6 cups of cheese. Mix it together, then flatten that out on parchment paper, cook it for 20 minutes, and you have your pizza crust, your carnivore. So get those pizza brick ovens out and get the pizza makers, get everything pizza related. Get the pizza cutters out again. We can do it on the carnivore. You can still have pizza in a different way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So have you tried in the past, in terms of weight loss or any other health issues, have you tried any other diets in the past?
No, and it's funny. My wife tried Weight Watchers. You see this cup? This is a Weight Watchers cup.
Yeah.
The W. It's funny you mentioned that as soon as I'm. And I tell her, I think this is literally, this is my favorite cup. Like, I can have ice cubes in here at 6 o'clock and they're there 6 o'clock the next day. Like, I don't know. It's an amazing cup. So I feel like this is really the only one of the few things they do right at that company. I just wanted to say something about Weight Watchers. I'm not dissing them or anybody on them. Okay. But in my mind, my coach taught me you become what you think about, right? Mm-hmm. Well, just look at the people who created Weight Watchers. Look what they titled their company. It's called Weight Watchers. It's not called Weight Burners.
Right.
No. So I think they understood that. And they said, well, if we just get people to watch their weight, not really burn it, you know, it comes back, goes on, goes back, comes back, goes down. You can make a lot of money on that and have someone on your diet for 15, 20 years. Because
right,
they're
for sure
watching their weight. And I'm not dissing nobody, man. I'm not. But they didn't call it Weight Burners for a reason. Like, the people who started that company are not stupid. They're very smart. And you have to be aware of all this stuff around you, even these company names. Like, they're not dumb, man. Read a company name and really let it soak in and ask yourself, do you want to watch your weight or do you want to burn that stuff off?
Right.
That's your
decision.
Do you want
to get the optimal weight?
Right.
You want to just watch it every day. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. If I'm starting a company, it's going to be a carnivore diet and we're called Weight Burners.
Right.
Exactly what's going to, or if you're anorexic or something, we're called Weight Gainers.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty. Honestly, that's the beauty of the carnivore diet. If you're overweight or underweight, this diet helps you. Like it does. I've seen videos, skinny dudes. And then next thing you know, man, they're looking good, man. They're looking cut. They're looking buff. Not just about that. They're looking healthy. They look better. They don't look less pale. And like, you got more energy. Like, it's, and I don't think that's by accident. Like, that's by law. This diet works well with the body, regardless whether you're skinny or a little too much body weight. It's the perfect diet. So I suggest, even if you are struggling with eating or something, you know, try to find something like bacon that really caused you, and you can really start focusing on that love of that taste, you know, and get yourself eating better. Even if it is bacon, man, like, love yourself, eat. If you have an eating disorder, eat. You need to, because if you don't eat, you will pass away eventually. It's just a law of life, man. So you have to love yourself. You should fall in love with your food. And that's why we're compassionate carnivores.
That's right.
We've literally fell in love with our food, man. And
absolutely.
Not just with the food, but, you know, we treat the animals compassionate too. You know, you don't want to kill all these animals with all this shipping greens all over and, you know, all pesticides and stuff. So got to fall in love.
Absolutely. For sure. That's well said, JT.
Yeah.
Let's see. So aside from weight loss and the sleep apnea, what have you noticed any other benefits?
Oh, definitely, man. I had 3 discs in my back out of alignment from a car accident. I was dumb and speeding my car and basically almost did like a chicken thing with, you know, with someone, and didn't go well. Neither of us were chicken. And and I had, so ever since then I had my back is straight except for at the bottom. There's 3 discs that are just always sideways. And man, it hurt me for years ever since that happened. And honest to God, man, ever since I've been on carnivore, man, it was like pre-accident. Wow. Kid you not, man. Like that's my back pain has went away, and I had the biggest lump in my back, you know, from a muscle knot for years. Mm-hmm. And that knot has not been there since I can remember now. I used to have to use one of those back foam rollers, you know, you lay on the ground and then roll your back right out. And mm-hmm. I barely do that now. If I remember to do it just to get cracks out, but I used to have to do it every day to work on knots, just to be able to move around. Man, I'm telling you, all that other junk food, it does not love your body, man. And you have to then force yourself to do a lot of things because you don't feel good and or have the energy. And now I'm not forcing myself to do things. I have so much energy to do all sorts of stuff because mm-hmm. I feel good and want to. Before I was like, oh, I got to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm tired. Or I'd cut the grass. I'm like, I'm done for the day. Now I'm cutting grass, trimming trees, washing the car.
So you'd say your energy levels have gone up?
Yeah, at least by 100 times. Seriously.
Yeah. It's same with me.
Yeah,
I
man.
Can't I stop.
Yeah, no, and it feels great. Like, and you just got to be careful not to overdo it. You know, like, you got to remember, as much we feel like Superman, we aren't Superman. You can still right. pull, you know, a groin and be right. limping the whole damn month. So just be careful. And if you do want to go crazy, I suggest that one thing I suggest, too, even on carnivore, everybody should be stretching. Man, because even on carnivore, I'm still, my muscles are all, I'm not a stretcher. I don't do it as much as I should. So, like, I wish I could say carnivore has made me so, like, loosey-goosey. I never have to, I still would have to stretch. Like, my legs still get pretty tight from time to time. So, that would be the only thing I'd suggest. Just make sure you're stretching and taking care of yourself, getting your electrolytes, and as good as you feel on the carnivore, just make sure mm-hmm. you're still remembering to drink and hydrate. You know, you might not feel thirsty. But I've heard as soon as you feel thirsty, it's too late. You're already dehydrated by then.
Right, right.
So,
that's my biggest struggle is getting enough water.
Me too. My mouth is always dry. Even my dentist, she's like, you got a very dry mouth. She's like, you know, you're dehydrated. And she's like, you know, most people complain about that when they come in here. How come you're not complaining about it? I'm like, I'm just used to it. Right. I'm used to not drinking as much water as I should. And that's not good, though. And I've been trying to get more, which is why I got this cup on me here. And it does help. And I do notice that when I drink more water, that's when I get some more weight gain. It does help for me. It helps. I feel like it does. Maybe it's just in my mind, but I feel like when I'm drinking more water, it helps me flush some fat.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It seems like the more, yeah, exactly. And then the less that I drink, it's like my weight loss was stalling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sure. I wonder, too, if it's some of its water weight, if your body starts holding on to that instead of just letting it go. You know, right. I'm not sure, but I know that water is definitely water and food, man. You gotta eat the meat and you got to drink the water. And water is life. It's energy.
Exactly. So true. Mm-hmm. So before you went carnivore, did you do any exercises? And then what about after?
Before carnivore, I would do the dumbbells like I'm still doing. Like I've always... My wife laughs at me. She says I should work my legs out more. I got kind of chicken legs. So I kind of do a lot of more of the, I'm always working chest, arms, abs. And honestly, like if I had something easier to work my legs, like at the gym, I don't have a gym membership. And I wanted to kind of do this to improve the people. You don't need a gym membership. Maybe get like spend $30 on some dumbbells. That's fine. But like, you know, you can do sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups, some dumbbells, like mostly your own body weight. And be in phenomenal shape. You don't need the Weight Watchers. You don't need the gym membership. Like, and that's the beautiful thing. Like when I first got on this, my gramps is like, well, is that a company like Weight Watchers? Or I'm like, no, it's just a diet. It's just a diet.
Nobody's just selling anything.
No. And that's like Carrie said, there's no money in that. Cause everybody's, you know, like if everybody was drinking sugar, they'd make money. So if people went to water, you know, God's natural resource, dear Lord, how are we going to make any money?
Right.
But I think more people should challenge the world and live better and not feed into that system. And the system will have to change for the better and for us too. That way there's less of that junk getting pumped out there because maybe some of them companies are out of business. And that would be cheers to that.
For sure. Yeah. Maybe more people, once those companies are out of business, more people would take control of their own lives. You know?
Right. Maybe they'll start selling water bottles to make money. You know, once they realize people want water. Like, there's still ways to make money. Like, you just got to change. And Kellogg's and them, they sell breakfast cereal. So, of course, they're going to lie to you. They're going to, you know, they don't sell couches. They don't sell cars, man. If you don't eat that breakfast cereal, they're out of business.
For sure.
So you have to watch what info is soaking into your mind, because your body soaks everything up, your mind too. So just make sure you're getting good information, or if you're not going to look up the information at like an official place, at least look at someone like I did. Like, I didn't look up the information at an official place, but I was watching Carrie. I'm like, dude, I know this is the guy who's getting the results I want. Mm-hmm. So maybe make friends with someone, you know, like Adam, who is getting real good results on the carnivore diet, and you can ask him for results, or me for tips, or him for tips. And, you know, we can share all that besides on the stream here, like, you know, make friends with us. And if you're watching and you need tips, you need advice, like, we're here to help. And there's other people too, not just us. There's other people they could watch and be inspired by and learn from. But you should dive. I eventually, as more interested I got in the carnivore, like, I started doing my research as I started the diet. So a little backwards, but I don't suggest everybody do that. But at least I started diving into it. And as I just got so interested in and started getting results so fast too. Like, just the first week I was getting results, like no snoring and stuff. Like, it makes you want to do your research, because you're like, well, what the hell? Why was I hearing total opposite of this my whole life? Like, this is crap. You know, like, who the hell has been lying to me?
It's really insane that how clear your mind is once you've been eating this way for 30-60 days. To wake up to, like, everything that we have been taught, almost everything has just been we are the product.
We're the
product. And I feel like I've taken back control of my life and things. And it's
like Carrie says, we're the captain of our own ship.
Absolutely.
And I had someone comment on one of my videos to they're like, oh, 50 days on meat. You know, they're like, man, congrats. I couldn't do that. And I said, well, actually, it was actually pretty easy. Like, my first 5 days, I had terrible cravings. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. Like, I wanted all the junk, man. You know, I wanted chocolate. You know, I wanted some Butterfingers, man. I wanted some donuts, bad, real bad. But after 5 days, like, those cravings went away. And I know it's a sucky 5 days, but, like, whatever, dude, man. I mean, so was life was way more suckier before.
Right.
So I said, exactly. I like this sucky way more. Okay. Like, if this is bad, hell, sign me up. Cause before I had even worse, like, you know, like, I'd run away from that. But this, man, 5 days of that ain't nothing, dude, for what you're getting back. It's consider it an investment in your future. You know, like, you're putting in that first week and it sucks, but then when you get to week two, you're like, damn, did I do that, man? I lost X amount of pounds. I'm not snoring, and I do actually feel more energetic and a little bit better. And it hypes you up. You're like, damn, this is day eight. Wow. And then you're like, yeah, I'm definitely doing 30. And I got the 30. I'm like, dude, I'm going beyond. Cause why would you want to just all of a sudden say, yes, please, man, bring on the ice cream and the sleep apnea.
Right.
I sure hate breathing. You know?
Right. That's hilarious.
No, once you're on the other side and you've enlightened yourself, you've turned on the light. My coach taught me awareness is something you could never replace. So, like, in school, you might have learned, you know, 7 times 9 and forgot it. Because as soon as you didn't want to know it anymore, that's when you choose to forget it. But your awareness is like when you learn the difference between your mom and your dad. You never forget. So that's what I've been trying to explain to people. They're like, well, what do you mean you're going to keep going? Or, like, you wouldn't go back to the junk, man. Like, I was telling Carrie, man, you just made your way out of a dungeon. A dark dungeon. You were shackled in there, and you chewed the chains off. You did whatever you had to do to get out of there and leave. Would you go down because you forgot your shoe? I'll get new shoes. I'll get 1,000 new pairs and work for them before I ever go back for that damn shoe, man. I'm telling you, you'd never go back down into the dark dungeon. unless I feel like you were going to try to help somebody and not even go back on the diet, like in a kind of way, like I watched your interview and you said you did the vegetarian thing to help your friend who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, God bless you, dude. You went into the dungeon for your friend. And that's honestly the only thing I would say. There's an excuse to that. Like, why would you ever go back down there? Well, if there's a loved one down there and you say, hey, grab my hand, I want to help pull you up, you know, like, you know, I can help raise you up. I maybe can't hold you down on all your decisions. That's you, but I can help pull you up, you know? So I commend you for going down back into the depths, man, and grabbing your friend. But you knew though when to get back out, you know, like you were like, all right, it's time for us. It's time to go, my guy. We're getting back.
My health is starting to go south now. So it's time for me to go. Plus I hate vegetables. So
me too, man. So I felt vindicated for all these years as a child not wanting them. I was like, see, I told you that.
Exactly.
Try to get me to eat them. I told you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how's your sleep been?
Oh, incredible, dude. I'm sleeping better than a baby, man. A baby wakes up all sorts of time of the night, man. So when they say I'm sleeping like a baby, you must not be sleeping well, my guy. I'm sleeping like a bear. You know what I'm saying? Like hibernation status. Like I went past baby into the bear. And it feels good, man, when you feel like a damn bear rug when you lay on your bed. You just totally relax. Cool, calm, and confident, man. That's how I've been feeling on the carnivore diet.
Straight I'm the same up. Way. My wife just asked me this evening. She said, did you hear Bruno knock off all those bottles this morning? I'm like, nope. I never hear anything. I mean, it could be the loudest thunder there ever was.
So you sleep through storms. Sleep
right through it. I'd never hear it.
Yeah. See, I used to be a slight sleeper. And then, like I said, sometimes I'd wake up because my lungs weren't, you know, moving. And then I stand up and take a minute to wake my lungs up. But like I said that last time, it was going on forever. But yeah, I feel you, man. You gotta tune in to this carnivore because it really is important stuff. There's just so many dynamics to this, man. Your mental health, your physical health, everything, making friends. It's a lot of great dynamics to the carnivore diet that I suggest people get into, man. And it's a great conversation, Peter, starter. I mean, for people, you know, like to your loved ones, your family members, you know, if someone says if they are doing the diet and they're at the grocery store, someone's like, hey, you looking good, man. Use that as the opportunity then to say, hey, carnivore baby. Like you were saying, like you see these poor people at the store and you'd love to go up to them and talk to it. It's just not appropriate. And like, I feel that, man. It's just, man, dude. And it sucks, dude, because that inappropriateness, you know, we feel like, you almost want to say to hell with it, dude. I love this person more than I care about being appropriate. Does that make sense to you? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Even if the person
the
like,
same
it's
way.
Mad, I'm like, dude, I love you. I want to see you around like me. Like I want to help you. Like, so no, I don't go up in public, but man, I get that urge to just say like, dude, JT, why are you living in this bubble? And you're afraid to help people, you know, like, and it's, not afraid to help people, but like you just feel like you'd be rude if you brought it up and they were actually insecure about it. So it's like walking on eggshells, but you just want to put your arm around them and say, dude, I'm not getting on you. I'm not yelling at you. I just want to put my arm on you and tell you I love you and you should love yourself. And I can show you how to love yourself. That's what I would want to do it. But I don't know these people, you know, I might get punched in the face or something, you know, so I don't put my arm around nobody, but I get that feeling though. Like I just want to hug them and say, dude, I understand, man. I've been there. Like, I feel you. I can relate to you. Like, you're not alone. Even though I'm not as big as I was before, I feel like I can still relate to him. Like, I've been there. Right. You know, I feel like my heart is still there. Maybe not my mind, but I feel like my heart is there with him. I can sympathize.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what would you say your top few YouTube channels are that you go to for carnivore advice or tips, I should say, not advice. It's not medical advice on the internet, right?
Yeah, no. For anything carnivore, I definitely carries Homestead Howe. That's for sure. He got me into Dr. Barry, Dr. Chafee. I've been watching them. And honestly, I've been checking out all of you guys, man, that are mingling in the compassionate carnivore crowd, man. I really am. I've been checking out your Your page, I forgot his name, but you interviewed a gentleman from Japan.
Dave Mack?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, and he was cool something about strokes and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just, I mean, dude, come on, man. Like, what a beautiful community, you know, of people. Yeah. So I've been, like I said, I watched your channel. I watched Carrie's channel, Dr. Barry, Dr. Chafee, Carnivore Kip.
Mm-hmm.
I love Kip, man. Shout out to you, Kip. Carnivore Scott, the Carnivore Minimalist. Like I've been checking people out because I learned from my coach that it doesn't matter how many views or subscribers or any of that stuff. Okay. There's something to learn from everybody. True. Even if it's nonsense. Like, you know, you say, well, they're like, well, I do this and that. You'd say, well, geez, I'm good on all that. Like there's something, even if you wouldn't do it, there's something right. You learn.
Now
you
I know what not to do.
Exactly. There's something to learn from everybody. I truly believe that. Plus we're all people. We're all spirits, man. We're all here in the same journey. We're all on the equal playing field. I honestly believe that we should love each other regardless of anything, man. We should just be so loving true. Each other and supporting each other and lifting each other up. Cause you never know. Life is fragile. It's precious. And you never know, man, someone could get in an accident and they're just not there the next day. And you know, you might have regrets. Then you didn't say hello. You didn't comment on a video. You didn't like a video. You didn't check them out. You didn't give them a chance to be heard. And mm-hmm. you can't hear everybody, but you can start listening to as many people as you can and giving back that way. And so I feel for like, sure. man, like I'm just that type of dude, man. I feel like if it's the new carnivore high school, I feel mm-hmm. like I gotta, and it's lunchtime. I gotta sit down at the table of anybody who maybe doesn't, you know, isn't feeling like they're getting talked to or whatever. I feel like everybody mm-hmm. should have a friend to eat with at lunch, you know, even absolutely. YouTubing kind of, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like YouTubers, yep. you know, like you shouldn't look at numbers or none of that. Just everybody is a beautiful person and we should just really understand that about each other. And my coach,
I agree.
He worked so hard. His goal was to change the world, but one mind at a time, because he understood the power of the collective consciousness. And he knew that if you get enough people, even it might not even be a big group, but if you get enough people to enlighten themselves, you can spread that light to everybody else. It's a collective consciousness. So mm-hmm. that I feel like I want to pick up where he left off and just try to change the world one mind at a time, man. You know, carnivore and loving yourself, not just carnivore, but loving yourself too, man. Being grateful for life itself, man. I don't want you guys to have a near-death experience, man, to understand this stuff. Like, I really want you guys to learn from what I'm saying and learn from me. Like, life is beautiful. It's amazing. There's nothing that can replace it. There's nothing that can replace it, dude. There's just so many opportunities. There's so many people to meet, so many stories to hear. And there's a lot of people out there that they're in a dark time, man. And I think that's very important that, you know, like we don't get like those other lepers and just run off. And like, you know, it's good that we're feeling good, but we need to still stay focused on helping. You know what I'm saying? Like Jesus sure. didn't have to help people, man. He really didn't, but he was showing the way, dude. He was mm-hmm. teaching natural laws and showing people the way. And I think that's beautiful, man. You know, whether you're religious or not, man, I think loving each other is important.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. So what would you say your number one tip would be for somebody that maybe is looking at doing the carnivore diet and hasn't jumped in yet?
Just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. And my second best tip is love yourself by the decisions you make. Like lucky people aren't lucky. There's no such thing as luck, man. It's you see someone who looks lucky and who looks successful. They've been making good decisions day after day. And it's a flow. You get into a flow and you wake up in the morning and you might have a craving for a chocolate donut. If it still is in your house, throw it out. Do yourself a favor. But say if it is still there and you haven't thrown it out, say no. You know, like that's my best advice, man. Like watch your decisions mm-hmm. and there's power in a decision. So when you say no, I'm not going to have the donut. dude, you just killed two birds with one stone. You don't even realize it. Like, not only are you going to feel better, but you're going to look better. Like, that's two birds in one stone. Like, it was good for your body and good for you, good for your spirit to treat mm-hmm. your body good. Because our body's a temple. You know what I'm saying? How can we worship and enjoy anything in life if your temple's out of business? You know what I'm saying? Like, you need an open temple. It needs to be healthy. It needs to be clean. So you can practice your life and practice things that you're grateful for. Practice your gratitude. You need a very clean temple, man. And I honestly believe in that. So yeah, that's that would be my tips. Just do it. And the power of a decision. Keep making those good decisions to go for the water, not the soda. You know, go for the meat instead of the Cheetos and stuff. And then you'll realize that I'm not so crazy. You'll say, man, all these good decisions are adding up. And I'm in this crazy new flow where you're just like, you're thinking I'm attracting new things. I'm feeling better. My weight's going down. That's not by accident. That's by law, because you're getting in harmony with this beautiful universe and you're starting to love yourself like your goddamn God created and intended you to do, to love yourself, to not abuse that temple he gave you, even though it can take all that abuse. And it's a goddamn, mm-hmm. it's like a Ford pickup truck, man. It can just take the dents, man, and, you know, put the miles on. But that doesn't mean you should treat it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We shouldn't.
That's great. Great advice for sure.
Yeah, just because our bodies can take that advice doesn't mean, or that abuse doesn't mean we should abuse it. So yeah, man, power of a decision. Please make good decisions. And like I said, before you know it, you're going to be feeling like you're lucky.
Right. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You said it was basically making two decisions at once. You're saying no to the donut, but you're saying yes to your health. And yep, your future
and everything you want. And that decision, when you keep adding them up, man, you're going to be in such a great vibration and such a good flow. You're going to be like, man, I'm tracked in all this stuff. It's crazy stuff. And it's not anything too wild, because you've been working hard at it and you've gotten in a beautiful, positive flow, and just watch the magic happen. Like, that's why you're here, man. God wants you to create magic with these fingers, man. We're made in God's image. We can create, and we can create magic, dude. Best believe.
Absolutely. That's mm-hmm. amazing for sure.
Yeah.
So where can we find you on the internet, JT?
You can, it's right here at the bottom of the screen. You can type the Poco Moonshine Family, or our little handle is at Poco Moon Fam. And okay. Yeah, I'm also on Instagram too. I don't go on there as much. I'm mostly a YouTuber. I love YouTubing. Right. I always wanted one of those, subscriber plaques, man.
Right.
And, that's one of my YouTube goals. So to get right. that 100,000 subscribers. So I'm at 37,000. I got a ways to go, but
whew, you're well on your way though.
Right. Right. Sure. Right. Yeah. Yep. You know, and honestly, like I said, those numbers don't mean much, man. I've been getting less excited about the subscriber numbers and just more excited about the message getting out there, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the fact that it's getting to people's ears and soaking in their hearts, to me, that means more.
Absolutely. For sure. Yeah. If whoever hasn't subscribed to JT and his YouTube channel, I implore everybody to go right now, go subscribe, because he's going to have tons and tons of really good content. But with Carnivore, you can connect with him there. If you have any questions, leave a comment. You know,
yeah, comment on any video, man. I pride myself in being available for people. Like, I really do, man. I don't want to be one of these people who's elusive or hard to get a hold of, and that's not a friend. Right, I want to be your sure. friend, man. I really do, man. I your friend too. And you guys subscribe to Adam too, man. Like, this is a class act guy. You know, he's a really one of a kind, really great guy, man. And I'm glad to call him a friend and have him in my life. I really am.
Likewise, JT, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you know, we're going to have to cut this short because we for have sure. a live stream starting
yep.
here.
I got to interview you next. I'm going to put you on the grill and put some marks on you.
Well, let's do it. We're grilling, baby.
Right. We're grilling, baby. Shout out to Russ, man. Everybody else on the Keto Cookout. I'll That's see right. you guys in the future episode. I'd love to hang out again.
Absolutely. Take care, JT.
See you guys.
Love you, brother.
Thanks, JT, for sharing your incredible journey with us. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to at Poco Moon Fam, PokoMoonFam. There, you'll find an amazing array of content that you won't want to miss. We'd love to hear from you in the comments section about your own experiences with the carnivore diet. Please tell us about the positive transformations and benefits you've encountered, and don't hesitate to share this video with anyone who might find JT's renewed life both inspiring and healing. If you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button. Your support truly means a lot to me. Thank you again. Stay amazing, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today. We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web, as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.